It's time for What's Cooking on 95BFM.
It sure is. This is going to be a little bit of a funny one because we've got Chalo Forrester in the studio with me, and then I've got Haz Forrester and Georgette Brown on Zoom. So I'm kind of like looking at two places at once. Not that you guys can see my studio setup, but it's kind of wild, but it'll be great. How are you guys today?
Really good.
Yeah, good.
Good. Chalo? Oh, I should really turn your mic on. That would be helpful.
Hello.
I'm good. I'm actually great. I've found some stray cats today, so I'm feeling amazing.
Where were they found? Do tell.
On a street. Well, this was actually last night. They ran across the street, and they looked like these little shadows, and we're like, are those rats or cats? And they were four-week-old kittens. So, my day is wonderful.
That's how you brighten up your day, stray cats. For our listeners, of course, these three make up Womb. I'm super excited to be chatting to you guys today. I think your music is so special to me, and it's felt like such a, like, shoulder to lean on, I guess, for so many times in like the past couple of years. And I don't know, it feels very special, and I'm gonna try not to cry because I feel like when I'm listening to your music, all I do is cry. So hopefully that's kind of
we can cry.
I love crying.
It's such a pleasure. You guys are, of course, playing The Other's Way this weekend, which is so exciting. It's such a sick lineup of people. Are you able to share like any insight into what your set is going to look like this weekend to kind of get us pumped?
I think some things will be the same, probably things that people have heard before. And then I think we have one song that we'll be playing for the first time ever, which is always the best feeling. That's a song that will be on our next album, and it was written like 8 years ago, and then we just finished it in the last few weeks. So
wow,
yeah, very, very excited to share that with everyone. Yeah,
that's so exciting. I feel like the perfect set is always mixing in those old favorites, mm-hmm, and chucking in a new one to get people excited for what's to come. So I'm so excited. You guys have selected some really great tracks for us today. We're going to hop right into them. First of all, we have a track from Yon Loda. This is Dust Settles Down. You're on What's Cooking with Womb, and we will be talking again very shortly.
Ashes to ashes and dust to the cover of each book that he lent. Never for nothing putting photos up of the protest on the internet. Praising initiative, praising panic like it's a work ethic. The sun hangs low like a bloodied eye in a smoked out sky, permanently sitting. Cut through the talk like a highway through a cemetery. Tell it to his face how it's really meant to be. I can't believe we're holidaying with these ghosts, lying like a body on the very same coast. Whisper to the sky, to the paper, like a hostage negotiator.
This is Yon Loda, Dust Settles Down. We have Womb with me in the studio and on Zoom. Haz, this was your pick. Talk to me a bit about why you picked this track for us today.
So this song is Yon Loda, Dust Settles Down. This is the final track of the self-titled album. It's by James Stutley, who's NZ Emo Royalty from Puppet ET Records. This album was made with a bunch of different collaborators, and I think on this song it's Will from Model Home of Ototahi. And I just love this song. It reminds me of Kangaroo by This Mortal Coil, with the kind of plucky, like, guitar, bass, high-pass sounds. And I think the vocal similarities are kind of, there's vocal similarities to Cinder Sharp from This Mortal Coil, and the delivery is kind of angsty and has this kind of similar feeling to it. And with this song, I just think the songwriter is really gorgeous, and there's kind of these like over-the-top metaphors, and there's kind of more like blunt observations. There's like a new highway being in Utapara, protest photos online. It's like a scene of cleaning a room and then new again. And there's a really random line, which I can't believe we're holidaying these girls, which I think is just so funny. But yeah, that's my pick.
Yeah, gorgeous. It's such a great track. I love the emo genre representation.
Yeah.
I do want to touch on your album, of course, which you guys released earlier this year, One Is Always Heading Somewhere. It's such a beautiful, beautiful album. And you guys released that in March and then went pretty much straight to touring. And I don't know, I went and saw your guys' show at Double Whammy with my best friend. And I thought it was just like such a beautiful, emotional experience. And I was wondering, in your own experience of touring that, were there any kind of moments that you could share that stood out to you? And I guess that touring experience as well, was it like equally emotional for you guys performing that album?
Paz, do you have anything to say to that?
It felt really special. I think we worked with our friend Rowan, who did all the design, especially for that show at Double Whammy, so that felt really special to be kind of cloaked in kind of the design that he wanted the album with. The show was really special. There's quite a variety of different shows. Like, we played in Nahina Podi in south of Hamilton, and just very different audiences, and really enjoyed the tour. Georgette, do you have anything to add?
No, I think that was really good.
Yeah.
What you said.
So beautiful and so special to see it live as well. I can imagine it would have just been so special to be performing that live, particularly with such vulnerable songs as well. The next track we have selected by Cello, really gorgeous as well. So we're gonna hit that. This is Amen Dunes. Amen?
I never Amen? Know. Amen.
Amen, Amen. Amen?
One of those.
One of those. Song to Amen. The siren. Amen?
Amen. Okay. Okay. Thanks, GG, coming through.
Coming through. We're going to play that one and continue talking in a moment. This is Song to the Siren by Armin Jones. I have Womb on Zoom, and in the studio with me, Cello, this was your pick. Talk to me a little bit about why you selected this track today.
I think this song kind of like symbolizes so much for me and for us as a band. There's many, many versions of this song, and I think this is one that's always really stood out to me. And funny that Hazzy was mentioning like this Mortal Coil as well when he was talking, because this Mortal Coil version of this song is probably the first version I heard of it, and I was like, what is this incredible song like washing over me? I remember hearing the song when I was probably like 20 or so, and then loving it so much that I bought the vinyl that it's on, and that was like the first vinyl that I bought. And I think it just kind of symbolizes a turning point with like just this kind of magic in music. And I think anything that Armin Jones touches is kind of, it's raw, filled with longing, extremely kind of dreamy. And his like path as a musician as well, just from his really early stuff like this kind of stuff to more recent stuff that he's put out, like his album Death Jokes and stuff. I think I just love watching a journey of a musician like that and seeing how they kind of change across time as well. It's like a common thread, but it just like everything kind of feels like new, and you're like, whoa, like what have you done now? And first I'm like, I hate this, and I'm like, oh wait, no, I love this.
Yeah, yeah. It like sinks in.
Yeah,
with you.
Definitely.
Yeah, yeah, I always feel like also like your first vinyl purchase is always going to be so special.
Totally. I remember like being like, I don't know, it was probably like $40 or something, and I was like, what have I done? I've spent all this money. And then it like arrived in the mail the next week, and I was like, oh, best purchase of my life, I'm so happy.
Yeah, that's so beautiful. No, it's you said like swept over me, yeah, or something, and it does really feel like one of those songs. This segment is quite special because, you know, you get this insight into an artist and sometimes these influences and these really formative artists for them and their relationship with music. And I can imagine for you guys being siblings that there's probably some artists that were really formative from like your childhood that are still really present in your relationship with that. Are there any that kind of stand out to you guys as kind of handed down favorites from your family that remain present in your relationship with music?
I think Georgie's pick will definitely speak to that. That's the like a song by The Cure that Gigi's playing, and I like have very vivid memories of hearing that when I was probably 10, and just it was like it's quite crazy music, and but it's like so popular at the same time, which I just find so amazing that they were able to like keep their music quite strange and their own sound while also like being like number one selling in all different parts of the world. So yeah, they're definitely like a very formed kind of sound for us as Womb as well.
Yeah, for sure. I love seeing those bands that are on the face of it actually just quite strange and like alternative people who have just really made it out there, and you're like, oh, representation.
Yeah, totally.
Haz and Georgette, were there any other artists that kind of stood out to you with that question?
We've all always loved the Cocteau Twins as well.
Yes.
But I don't think that was really handed down. There's a big lag. Can everyone hear me?
Yes.
I hear you.
Okay. I don't think any of our parents maybe my dad did. But we all kind of found them at a similar time when we were younger, and are still very influenced by them today.
I think also because we have we've got three siblings that are older than us, and the two oldest, I think they would like make Georgie like mixtapes, and maybe they were making some like tapes with Elizabeth Fraser stuff on it. I'm not really sure, but that could have been how the seed was sown.
Yeah, I love how much the Cocteau Twins come up in the segment. It's so great. I think possibly that says something about like who myself and Elle, my co-host, tend to pick to come on the segment. We're like, you should come on. And they're like, well, our roots are in the Cocteau Twins. And we're like, oh, well, that makes sense. Because we love your music and we love the Cocteau Twins. So great, yeah. But no, they seem to have such an impact on everybody, and I love talking about them.
Yeah.
They're so special. I do want to talk about The Cure. So we're going to play that track, which you've selected, Georgie. This is Six Different Ways. And ooh, not like that.
Remix.
The remix. This is Six Different Ways by The Cure. I've got Womb with me for What's Cooking. We'll be right back. Feels quite criminal to be talking over The Cure. This is Six Different Ways from the album The Head on the Door. Georgie, this was your pick, but sounds like a very shared love for The Cure here. Talk to me a bit about why you selected this track today.
Well, I absolutely love Boris Williams's drums on this song, and he drummed on all my favorite sorry, I really can't. Yeah. I'm sorry if I sound funny. I'm so laggy.
You sound great. I'm so sorry it doesn't sound great.
No. I'm just like, it's really trippy. I'll persevere. Yeah, I reckon I love Boris Williams's syncopated beats and just how like quirky the song is. And I absolutely love Robert Smith's romantic lyrics, even when he's not singing about something that's necessarily romantic. And yeah, I just, they remain, I'm so sorry.
No, you're okay.
I feel like I'm on drugs.
It sounds like real deep because like you're really like pausing with it. You're like, yeah.
Yeah, I've got like heaps of favorite Cure songs, but this is right up there. And I think they're very unparalleled, and this song is no exception of how idiosyncratic they are. I would love to say more, but having like flashbacks to being on drugs and not in a good way.
That also just fits with the vibe of this song, like right on the door, baby.
Oh my gosh,
I would love to drum like Boris one day.
Yes, the goal always. No, they're so brilliant. And yeah, I like what you said there about how, you know, Robert Smith will write these lyrics that are like often romantic when it's not romantic at all. And Cello and I were like talking about the kind of funky juxtaposition with a lot of their music where it sounds upbeat, but it's actually like quite miserable at the same time. And I think that's always such an interesting contrast. Cello did mention to me, though, that the song of yours that we're going to be playing today, Only You, was heavily inspired by a Cure track, Love Song. I'd love to know a little bit more, I guess, about the writing of that track and the relationship between that track and the Cure as well, if you're able to share that.
Yeah. So I think, I mean, Love Song, it's just one of the great love songs. I think it really perfectly captures the feeling of being in love and falling in love. And yeah, I think that song was like definitely in like a heavy rotation at the start of a relationship for me. So yeah, I think that was the kind of like ferment out of which that song came. There's like some quite like direct lyrics that kind of allude to Love Song, and also Chris Knox's song as well. Mm. So that's like, yeah, it's kind of like kind of paying homage to those kind of amazing like love songs that have like allowed our song to be able to be written or something. So
The greats.
Pay respects.
Exactly. No, it's so brilliant. It's been such a pleasure talking music with you guys today, and you guys had some brilliant selections. For our listeners, I've been chatting with Womb. They're playing at the Others Way Festival this Saturday, 29th of November, across Karangahape Road. An incredible lineup, which they are on. So you can't get a ticket anymore. but if you're lucky enough to have a ticket, do check them out while you are there. And if you haven't got a ticket, they are also playing at Laneway Festival in February, so you can see them there and you can cry while sweating in the heat, which is something I'm very much so looking forward to doing. Thank you guys so much for coming up and joining me on Zoom. It's been such a pleasure. Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
Thanks, BFM.
Have a great day.
Thank you. You too. This is Only You by Womb.
Not a shadow. Not a doubt. Not a wanting. Somewhere else. Thank you.
was What's Cooking on 95 BFM.
Thank you so much to Worm. That was such a lovely, lovely chat. Such a fan of their music and so emotional to just listen to the music again and play them on the radio as per. It is 20 seconds to 6 o'clock, so we're going to hop into some news. You're on 95 BFM Drive. Here we go.